Now, the 2017 Emmy Award nominations were announced yesterday. Shows like Saturday Night Live and Westworld lead the shows with the most nominations. The year also marks one of the most diverse lineups of nominees in recent years, with shows like Blackish and Atlanta getting nominations.
And according to our next guest, the field of nominees might reflect what's happening in the collective American psyche, namely that the shows that have captured the imaginations and eyes of the population represent our sometimes tumultuous political and social climate.
Lorraine Ali joins us now. She's a television critic for the Los Angeles Times. Lorraine, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you.
Well, we've been seeing thumbs up, thumbs down on these nominations. What are your thoughts and takeaways from the 69th Emmy nominations?
Oh, it's always a thumbs up, thumbs down thing, isn't it? It's really interesting. I mean, you know, for many reasons. For one, there's a lot of newcomers here that made it into top categories, like, you know, outstanding drama. There's also like a big win here for streaming services, Netflix, Hulu. And also, I think just overall, and what I had written in my piece is just, you know, the content of the shows that are grabbing a lot of these nominations, like Westworld. They kind of paint this crazy dystopian future, or kind of this, you know, dark direction that America's moving in. And then on the flip side of it, there's other shows that are like these real comfort shows. So it's really interesting. It's like people want to be either comforted or they see their worst fears in television.
Well, let's go into Westworld here for a moment. HBO's remake of Westworld tied for the most nominations at 22. It's about a Wild West amusement park inhabited by robot characters. And let's listen to a scene from the show.
So how does this work? Is there an orientation?
No orientation, no guidebook. Figuring out how it works is half the fun. All you do is make choices. Starting here, everything is bespoke and exactly your size. You want to ask, so ask.
Are you real?
Well, if you can't tell, does it matter?
What's the appeal here? Why did it Westworld walk away with so many nominations?
Well, one of the things is the premise that Westworld works off is it kind of takes our, you know, kind of collective obsession with media and entertainment and instant gratification, and it sets it against this world where humans are going in there and trying to get all that from robots. So I think it pairs that kind of obsession with entertainment with that old Western theme, which you would think, you know, now, well, like, who really wants to see a Western? But think about it, like, Deadwood, you know, is really one of the shows, and that was a Western show on HBO that, like, kicked off all these premium cable shows. So I think it combines those two things. And also, even though they're robots, they say a lot more about human nature than the actual human beings in the show.
Yeah, there is so much variety. You've got robots, you've got family drama, political satire, handmaids. Right. There is so much here, Lorraine. How are you supposed to digest all this, keep it all straight, and know what to vote for?
You know, it's really, right now, if you think about it, you know, all of us as just viewers, how you constantly feel like you are missing out, or you're behind, or there's all that stuff in your DVR queue that you just haven't gotten to yet. I mean, as the voters, you know, they're kind of in the same boat, but even more so because, you know, they have to try and at least keep up with this. They don't have to watch entire seasons. You know, they can watch specific episodes for these, you know, nominations, but still, there is so much out there now with, you know, Hulu, Netflix, network, cable. So, right. I mean, and to your point of how there's such a variance of shows, I mean, it's because there are so many platforms now, you know, so it's a great era for TV, but it is definitely an overwhelming era.
How does it compare to film? I mean, we see a lot of names here who on their resumes have Oscars under their belt.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it used to be that you know, television is where you went when your film career was dead. And now it's really interesting because television seems to be a place where many people are going, you know, to kind of break into film stars or going into, to, you know, to break into kind of almost a more creative realm at this point. You know, Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, Anthony Hopkins, all of these people are in shows that have been nominated this year on FX shows, on the Betty and Joan show. So it's sort of like now TV is, I wouldn't say a more prestigious platform, but it's definitely more artistically alive right now. And I think that means something.
Let's look a little bit about some of the snubs, if you will. There was some complaints that we had Modern Family is past its prime. House of Cards, perhaps, had its best shows a while ago, and that they should have made some room for some new stuff.
You know, one of my colleagues here called, there's certain shows with the Emmys that are the unkillables, which I love that. Modern Family being one of them, and Veep, and House of Cards. But sure, those are there. But I would say this year, even compared to the last few, there are definitely more newcomers. But I do think getting to that point of, you know, voters and watchers being overwhelmed, when you have a ton of choices, you tend to gravitate towards what you're familiar with because it gets so overwhelming. So sometimes I think those things like Modern Family, The Americans, whatever it is, it's a safety spot. It's like, okay, I know that. I don't know what Atlanta is, but I know what this is.
We're talking right now to Lorraine Ali. She's the television critic for the LA Times, and she's with us to talk about the 2017 Emmy nominations and how popular shows right now might say a lot about the social and political climate in the United States.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of the Emmy nominations? Did your favorite shows make the cut? When you're watching a TV show on whatever platform, do you want escape and comfort, or do you want a show that speaks to what's going on in the United States, where the world is going? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue this conversation here in Central Time after this short break.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're continuing our conversation about the 2017 Emmy nominations and what they say about American society. Lorraine Ali is with us. She's TV critic for the LA Times.
You can join in now at 800-642-1234. Emmy nominated or not, what do you think are the best shows on TV? Or cable TV, or streaming, however you watch TV, what is out there that you're watching, can't wait to get back to? Do you feel overwhelmed by all the shows out there and all the ways to watch them? And what is TV to you? Is it sitting down at a particular time and turning to a channel? Is it recording something? Is it streaming something? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Lorraine, looking at our political climate that we're in today, do you think that it is, Emmy votes were influenced by the world we live in right now?
You know, in some cases I do. I mean, when you're looking at something like variety shows, which would be like a talk show, Stephen Colbert, Bill Maher, I definitely think, you know, the climate influenced Emmy voters on that front because Colbert became much more politicized. Samantha Bee is one of them. So, and in the past, it's been John Oliver. So I think, yes, that has affected actually the content of the shows and how the Emmy voters felt about them. Other shows that were in development before the Trump presidency, before the current political climate, such as Handmaid's Tale, I think they kind of, you kind of see what you want to in those shows about a scary future. So I think that may have been a factor.
Well, a show that's had many decades to sink in, Saturday Night Live, nominated for 22 Emmys. Guest stars Alec Baldwin and Melissa McCarthy were nominated for awards, as well as for their portrayals of President Trump and former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. And let's listen to a clip.
Back to James Comey. Your staff has been insisting all week that you didn't fire him because of his Russian investigation.
No, I did.
Wait, what?
I fired him because of Russia. I thought, he's investigating Russia. I don't like that. I should fire him.
And you're just admitting that?
Uh-huh.
But that's obstruction of justice.
Sure, okay.
Wait, so did I get him? Is this all over? Oh, no, I didn't. Nothing matters. Absolutely nothing matters anymore.
Look, it's simple. If the appeals court won't do what's right, President Trump will see them in court, specifically the people's court.
That isn't real.
That isn't real. Oh, I'm Glenn, and I'm not really.
It is real, Glenn. It says that right before East case, Glenn. It says the cases are real. The rulings are final. Don't F with me, Glenn. Next question.
So why do you think these sketches resonate with people?
I think they just let a lot of pressure off. I think they ease the tension because, you know, we are in such a spot where you turn on any, you know, cable news, people are like screaming at each other. It's you know, the news is just, there's so much divisiveness. And then when you just look at that, it's so ridiculous to see Melissa McCarthy as, you know, quote unquote, spicy. It just really sort of, I think, you know, alleviates some of the tension with humor. I mean, it's a basic old structure, but God, did they nail it this year.
And they certainly have the nominations to prove it.
The highest, 22. I mean, they tied with Westworld as the highest nominations in the Emmys. So, I mean, that's really quite amazing, especially considering, you know, SNL is a show that's been on for how many decades now? And, you know, to come back, like, not even come back, but just to be at the top of its game at this point, decades in, that's pretty amazing.
What do you make of political dramas like House of Cards reflecting on how people feel about the current political state?
Well, it's interesting because House of Cards, you know, again, they predate Trump. And I do think actually when House of Cards started, Trump, I think, was still with The Apprentice. So, you know, the world that they paint in there, which is just this treacherous world of, you know, in D.C. and deadly, literally, politics, you know, it's interesting. People say, gosh, they really precursed where we are now. You know, it's hard to say, you know, what chicken or egg type of thing at this point when people are watching it. Are they going, wow, this really, you know, tells me where we're at now? Or, boy, they really knew what was coming, you know? I think it definitely, though, taps a distrust that people now have in the system of government, of things that we used to take for granted just as American democracy. And I think, you know, House of Cards really gets at that. And Veep does, too, in certain ways.
Talking right now with Lorraine Ollie. She's TV critic for the LA Times. We're talking about Emmy nominations that were announced yesterday. What to make of them and what to make of the vast amount of TV options out there with so many different platforms now to see television. You're a critic, and I'm sure that you're able to watch these shows in your sleep, perhaps, to get them all in so you can make some judgments. How are we supposed to keep track of all the good television and know what to watch?
Oh, if I could only answer that question. You know, if I literally could just do an IV drip of the shows while I'm sleeping so I could process them. It is really tricky. You know, there's so many. Of course, there's great shows that have gotten attention. Better Call Saul, one of my favorites. Westworld, I love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Game of Thrones, of course, which wasn't eligible for this year's Emmys. So, but then there's little show. You know, I call them little. I mean, there's great other shows that are on. The network show Claws, Harlots on Hulu, which is, you know, an original series that don't get as much love, but they're still great shows because there's so many good shows. So it's really a matter of, frankly, what I do is I just tape. I tape like a mad person. And then every free moment I have, I am doing what my mom always told me not to do too much, but which is watching TV.
Well, Jody from Madison says, I love the show Call the Midwife. It's just nice to see people being nice and doing good things. Not nominated, though, Call the Midwife.
Yeah, what a beautiful show. You know, I'm not sure, don't quote me on this, but I'm not sure that it qualify. It was in the years to qualify, and it has in the past. Mm. So, I'm not sure about that. But boy, that I agree. I mean, it's an amazing show in that showing, a time post-World War II, hardship, people pulling together, not too saccharine, just beautifully done. And interestingly, all about women, this group of women, which is another theme that you're seeing in a lot of the Emmy nominations this year.
Yeah, women stories, front and center. Very quickly, as we wrap up here, what do you make of that?
I think it's just, kind of the natural progression right now of where there's been a lot of women's issues at the fore. And I think, TV's, particularly TV, is reacting to that with these series that are really, really led by powerful women and groups of women. So it's a really nice trend to see.
And again, really quickly, what shows do you think could be the big winners this year?
Oh, I think Westworld, definitely. I think you're going to see Stranger Things going to come up with. Yeah, and that's going to be the surprise because that was such a strange little show, but it's so great.
We'll hold you to it. Thank you, Lorraine. Lorraine Ollie is a TV critic for the Los Angeles Times. She joined us today to talk about the 2017 Emmy nominations and how they reflect the mood and the sentiments of our country.